I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Today, Jonathan's taking us to a neighborhood we don't visit very often.
We're going to your home neighborhood of Echo Park.
Fantastic. And what are we going to eat there?
We're going to Red Hill, which is a modern small plates restaurant. Surprised?
Imagine that. Small plates have taken over the world.
They have. And I look forward to someday writing a review that does not have the word gastropub included in it somewhere.
Is this a gastropub as well as a small plates restaurant?
They have a significant beer list, and they have actually a really nice wine list of sort of obscure things that are not super expensive.
So it's an everyday restaurant.
It is, and it actually fits the new Echo Park in a way that I'm not sure any other restaurants are at the moment.
What kind of food are they doing there?
It is very farmer's market oriented. I mean, sometimes you almost look at menus and it's like, okay. You can close your eyes. It's like, okay, where's the kale? Oh, yeah, kale salad. Ooh, radishes, Oro Blanco grapefruit, pickled heirloom carrots. Okay, got it.
But, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. I mean, it's a good way of eating. It's healthful. It's very much in tune with what the seasons are, and it's delicious and light and the way to go. And I'm about to break from convention here by saying that my favorite dish here may be the bread and butter plate.
I was looking at the bread and butter plate, which costs $4. So I imagine that if you're going to charge $4 for a bread and butter plate, it would be pretty good.
And it is. Everybody's charging for bread and butter now. I think it's, you know, charging for bread and butter is the new black.
So I understand there's also pickles that come with the bread and butter.
There are. The walls of the restaurant, which used to be the Phoenix Bakery back in the old days, are lined with jars of pickles. And they serve these pickles with bread and butter. And the pickles are really good. The one that really gets me is the cucumber pickle done with a lot of dill. And they give you two small piles of sliced cucumber pickles, one of which is extremely spicy and the other is not spicy at all. It's a trompe l'oeil thing, right? You keep thinking you're eating one pickle and you eat the other pickle. And you're already sort of on a different planet before, you know, your glasses of water, your glass of wine has arrived. And, you know, bread, butter, pickle, bread, butter, pickle, bread, butter, pickle. It's good. You're happy.
It's good.
It's not going to go with your Albarino particularly well, but that's okay. There's other stuff that will. For example, the other one of their sort of bread and butter options, which is a warm beignet with slices of lardo draped over it.
Wow, that sounds so good. Now, for people who have never had lardo before, we're not talking about lard. We're talking about something else.
Yeah, it's the cured back fat of a pig. Usually house cured. I imagine that they're doing it themselves. You can't really go to the store and buy lardo. And it comes with pickled mustard seeds, which is like having mustard, except kind of not like having mustard. I would say there must be some run-in with the Master Preservers program, right?
Must be.
And that kind of thing keeps going down the menu. They have yams that they cook with duck fat, like French fries, that they serve drizzled with creme fraiche and herbs. There are arancini, those fried rice balls with cheese and squash blossoms inside of them, as well as the rice. And they come with a mayonnaise that's so heavily flavored with fennel pollen that, you know, you might be doing a face plant in a fennel field.
Wow.
I think the dishes that keep people going back and back and back may be the squid with the fingerling potatoes in sort of a black olive vinaigrette that's really nice. And sort of a beautiful roast duck with grapes and cherries.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And the grapes and cherries seem like they're cooked in like red wine and then caramelized. And there's a nice sort of deglaze with whiskey on the plate. And it's a beautiful duck.
Do they have a nice dessert menu?
They do. There's one dessert that is really peculiar. And then as you eat more of it and more of it, it sort of grows on you, which is this olive oil cake, really sort of richly flavored with olive oil. That's like split in half. And in the middle is heirloom tomato sorbet. that's not super sweet. So you're getting olive oil and you're getting tomato, and it's garnished with tomato skin that has been very lightly salted. It's definitely a dessert because it has the sweetness to it, but all of the sensations it's giving you are undessert-like. It's really well thought through.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Red Hill at the corner of Echo Park Boulevard and Montana Street in Echo Park. Get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget, you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog.